Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi. How to inspire your child for life. Inspirational quotes from my parents. Part 1. My parents have had a huge impact on my life. It's easy to Monday morning armchair quarterback my parents' mistakes. However, after considering how my siblings and I have achieved success in education and in our professions across the industries, I am determined to analyze how our upbringing influenced our successes. You know, there are numerous contributing factors that I have outlined in several parent tips articles like Talk is Cheap, 8 Ways Healthy Couples Set the Example for Their Children. Today, I want to reminisce on and share how just a few of my parents' inspirational quotes inspired me for life. Some of these inspirational quotes are more profound. Others seemed meaningless at the time. Either way, they have inspired me and influenced my behavior. So let's get started. Inspirational quote number 1. If you let people know what buttons to push to make you mad, they will push them every time. Mom. Mommy, Clement and Joshua are messing with me again. Man, I probably cried and yelled this over 100 times when I was younger. And mommy would come to the rescue. That's right. I would call in reinforcements anytime my brothers did something I didn't like. Until one day, it didn't work. Instead, my mom left me with the above quote. So here's what I learned. Of course, I didn't immediately receive this advice. I just wanted the enforcer to come lay down the law. However, I had to embrace this advice over the years. My mom was telling me 2 things. Firstly, never allow someone to control your emotions. You have the power to choose your response regardless of what they say or do. Secondly, whether good or bad, people will always have an opinion. You cannot allow others' opinions to discourage you from pursuing your dreams. Inspirational quote number 2. Don't try to stop it, son! Dad. This story is actually a bit comical. One day, my dad, my brother Josh, and I took a routine trip to the dumpsters down the street from our house. You see, there's no trash pickup in the country. You have to transport your own trash to the nearest dumpster. While at the dumpster, my dad parked and we proceeded to unload the trash. There was only one problem. Somehow, the stick in our standard truck was knocked out of park into neutral. The truck started rolling. My first instinct was to jump behind the truck to stop it from rolling. Maybe I watched too many superhero movies growing up. Of course, my dad was not thrilled with that idea, and he quickly commanded me to stop. So here's what I learned. Quite honestly, I thought he overreacted that day. But it didn't take long for me to realize that stepping behind a 2,800-pound truck as it gains momentum down a gentle slope is a terrible idea. Moreover, I learned a couple of things that day. First, immediately springing into action is only good if the action that you spring into produces the desired results. You know what? I'm going to say that again. Immediately springing into action is only good if the action you spring into produces the desired results. As time permits, observe the situation and make your decisions based upon logic and fact, not emotions. I also learned that some things are out of your control. In the rolling truck scenario, I was about to turn a quickly rectifiable situation into a disaster. Because I wanted to control a situation that was not mine to control. Recognize when and where you're needed before taking action. Inspirational quote number 3. Don't just step over that trash like you don't see it. Pick it up. Mom. You know, I would be a rich man if I had a dollar for every time my mom said some variation of this quote. It was almost like we just didn't get the simple concept of picking up after ourselves and cleaning up when we were younger. Ironically, none of us like a junky or disorganized house now. In fact, I remember my high school basketball coach calling me out for having pride in the school because I didn't pass by a piece of trash without picking it up. Likewise, my 8-year-old son recently received a positive referral to the office for doing the same in his school. It's amazing to see how these lessons transcend generations. So here's what I learned. Of course, taking pride in my surroundings was the biggest lesson I learned. It helped me understand that making the world a better place begins with positively impacting, or in this case, cleaning up, what is immediately around you. Accordingly, we should take pride in doing the little positive things, because those little things add up to make a gigantic impact. I also learned that organization is one of the key factors to being an effective leader. When you physically organize your personal and work belongings, you are training your mind to recognize that everything has a proper place. This allows your mind to more easily establish and maintain priorities, create an accurate schedule by allocating the appropriate time to things that matter, budget, and more. Ultimately, being organized increases your personal and professional productivity, and it all begins with picking up that little piece of trash. Inspirational quote number 4. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do they look like that? Dad. I actually told this story in a previous post as I encouraged leaders to remain persistent and consistent. Although I couldn't see it at the time, I had an ugly mohawk in high school. I laugh every time I think about it. I even had the audacity to spike it to make matters worse. Meanwhile, my dad and their assistant principal, Coach Johnson, absolutely hated it. I'm pretty sure it was outside of my school's uniform regulations, but I had probably found some ridiculous loophole. Either way, my dad and Coach Johnson tried to convince me to get rid of it numerous times to no avail. Until one day, my dad asked me the above questions. Here's what I learned. I admit that at the time, I think I cut my hair because I felt he finally beat me. I usually had some witty response to his lectures that sounded something like, "So are you saying I have to cut it?" He won that time with those 2 rhetorical questions. More importantly, he inspired me to think about my future and to examine what and who I wanted to be. That's when I began to internalize the fact that regardless of my current circumstance, I should look, behave, and speak like the person I aspire to be. He wasn't persuading me to change who I am. He was encouraging me to hone in on and develop the internal and external characteristics of the person I want to be in the future. That lesson made me a lifelong learner and a man who is constantly seeking self-improvement. And lastly, inspirational quote number 5. You're bored. There's always something to be done. Mom. Man, I committed what my siblings and I nicknamed a cardinal sin in my childhood home. I walked up to my mom and said, "Mommy, I'm bored." At first, my mom seemed surprised by my statement. Then, a more sadistic look entered her eyes, almost like a real-life major pain. Uh-oh, I messed up. She proceeded to show me all the chores that I somehow looked over to audaciously tell her that she needs to find something to entertain me. Let's just say I spent the rest of that day catching up on chores I neglected for the week. Here's what I learned. I learned not to tell my mom I'm bored anymore, at least not when I have a pile of work to do. You know, according to Oxford Languages, being bored is feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity. My mom was teaching me that you should not be unoccupied when there is work to do. We should always work to be part of the solution. If we don't, our inaction makes us an inevitable contributor to the problem. She was also teaching me that we shouldn't just nonchalantly slop through our responsibilities. Instead, we should have a vested interest in our team's success. That means we should be self-motivated to do our part for the betterment of the team as a whole. So I'll end part one on that note. Many of us claim we want to make a change. But remember, change begins with one small action. So I encourage you to take a small step today to inspire those you lead. As you can see by the above quotes, and you will continue to see in part two, you never know how what you say or do will impact those you lead. Continue to learn and lead well. Stay tuned for part two.